This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. And we're honored to be joined by Dan DiMicco. The controversial Trump tariffs that have just been put 25% on steel, 10% on aluminum. And Dan DiMicco is a former CEO and chairman emeritus of Nucor, a company that was in deep trouble when he came aboard, but which has not had a single layoff in 40 years. He led Nucor to record profits. He was appointed to the U.S. Manufacturing Council in 2008 by the Secretary of Commerce. The Harvard Business Review included him in its 2010 Top 100 Best Performing CEOs, and his book that he came out with a couple of years ago is American Made, Why Making Things Will Return Us to Greatness, a brilliant and great guy to talk with, and the greatness theme in his book is obviously moved over to the MAGA theme of Donald Trump's campaign. Welcome, Dan. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back. It's been a while.
Can you explain, first of all, you worked with the administration, didn't you, on getting these tariffs, looking into them and what should be done. Is that true?
Well, during the campaign, I was one of the senior trade advisors to the Trump campaign. And all of these issues and others dealing with trade and some of the economic policy issues were part of a group contribution that I was part of. Then I took on the role of lead for the USTR transition team, which is the U.S. Trade Representative, the cabinet position and department, and was in charge of that. For 5 or 6 months until the president took office. Since then, I've been supporting Bob Lighthizer. The USTR, recently I was appointed to the ACTPN, which is a advisory committee for trade, promotion, and negotiations to the USTR. So I have been involved in all of these issues.
Very impressive. You probably worked with Peter Navarro then, too, who's a big person behind this. And one of the reasons that I wanted to talk in particular is there's a lot of people that are skeptical of tariffs and whether they work. And I thought it was important to have someone that was been in the trenches because Dan obviously competed against the Chinese directly. Tell us, you know, tariff wars, we're told, don't end well. Smoot-Hawley helped make the Depression a lot worse. Why are you confident this is a good decision? And maybe tell us, you know, from firsthand what it was like competing against them.
Well, first off, part of your question, you mentioned a couple of issues. One of them is the fact that Smoot-Hawley had somehow contributed to the Great Depression. That particular issue has been debunked many times now, Jim.
Okay.
I can send you the information that clearly shows that Smoot-Hawley didn't happen until well after the Great Depression. It was like 6 years afterwards or something like that. And it had nothing to do with the creation of the Great Depression. And in fact, really had no impact on imports, exports to any negative effect. But they let people like to use that, and they throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fact number one. Fact number two is we've been in a trade war since the 70s. Most recently, China has notched it up 10,000 times what the Japanese and the Germans did in the 80s, 70s and 80s. China has been the major threat to our sovereignty, our national security, our economic strength. They've done everything to compromise not just the United States, but the world with stealing intellectual property, dumping products in a predatory fashion, and particularly with respect to steel. You know, we went through a really rough time in 2000 to 2002 with a recession here, but also with massive shutdowns of U.S. steelmaking capacity, 32 to 38 plants were shut down. It was a terrible time. And we went to the president at that time, President Bush, and he put in place a 201 tariff of 30% on all steel.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in place for 18 months, the purpose of which was to give the industry an opportunity to consolidate, to restructure, and to be able to get back on its feet because of the predatory pricing that destroyed the pricing in the U.S. market and put all these companies out of business. And it worked. I will follow up by just saying the International Trade Commission did a study after the fact, and there was no net job losses because of it, and there was no measurable impact on the GDP. So all these things you're hearing are all chicken little skies falling non-facts.
Let me ask you.
Just people trying to, you know, make it sound like this is going to be the end of the world.
Okay, so were the Chinese dumping steel on us at below their cost?
Oh, yeah. Way below their cost, way below their own home market prices, which is illegal according to our own trade laws and to the laws of the rules of the WTO. In 2000, they had about 100 million tons of steelmaking capacity, maybe 150. Over the preceding 13 years, they built about 1 billion tons of steelmaking capacity. They declared the steel industry a strategic industry necessary for their industrialization and military strength and economic strength in the early 2000s. And then they managed to build that massive capacity in a non-market economy that is virtually all government-owned. And so what we found ourselves doing here and around the world, not just the United States, is competing with the state-owned enterprises that had no profit motive. They were strictly there to build on their industrial might, build on their military might, build up their infrastructure, and create a lot of jobs in China. They dumped their excess production in the world, took steel prices down to levels way below the cost of most steel producers globally, and did a lot of harm and continue to do a lot of harm over the period from 2008 after the Great Recession through to today.
Is it the fact that we're exempting Canada and Mexico,
who are bigger
net exporters? So is that bad, good? How do you see that?
Well, basically, most countries in the world, in fact, really all of them that have a steel industry, are enabling China to distort the global steel market and destroy pricing through predatory practices. And Canada and Mexico, the EU, are no exception.
Mm-hmm.
There are products that get made in China that get repackaged, get some processing done to them, and then come in through both of those, all those countries into the U.S. market, mislabeled, mismarked, and originating as Chinese product.
So I think that they're about 4% of steel imports, and so my question is it that impactful, or are they doing a lot of transshipment to sleazy get around that?
Yeah, you are hitting the real nail on the head here. First off, the 4% number is fictitious.
Okay.
It's fictitious because of the amount of circumvention and transshipment of steel that originates in China that ends up in our market and ends up in other markets in the world. The problem with the global overcapacity, in the world today, we have about 2.3 billion tons of capacity, 2.3 billion, and about 1.6 to 1.7 billion of demand. Virtually 600 million tons of excess capacity have been brought on by China. So here's the way it works. We've won a lot of cases directly against China on trade, countervailing duty and anti-dumping cases. So have Europe and the rest of the world. But they are masters at repackaging, transshipping, and circumventing those rulings. And the second part is, if you have China exporting steel to other countries in the world, it because of the overcapacity that exists in the world, it displaces the sales of those tons from those steel companies in those other countries. And so China sends their tons in. Those other steel companies and countries look for a place to sell their steel. And the truly only open market in the world is the United States, has been the United States. And so it all comes in here, but China indirectly pushes it from other countries into our market. So to say that they only are 4% of the problem is a complete inaccurate and basically a lie.
And Dan DiMicco, former CEO, and working with the Trump administration on the new Trump tariffs to try and equal things up.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Talking with Dan D'Amico, he's former CEO of Nucor Steel, so he knows the business on the ground. He's had to compete against the Chinese when they were dumping steel product into the U.S., and he's worked with the Trump administration in the campaign and on architecting these, on recommending these tariffs. Do you worry about retaliation? I'm told that they could retaliate in areas like soybeans, aircraft, car parts, machinery. They could go for French Airbus instead of Boeing. Do you worry about any of that?
Well, listen, nobody likes the idea of retaliation, but again, we've been in a trade war for many decades, and it's gotten to a critical point now where we have an $800 billion trade deficit in goods. Forget the services industry, that whatever surplus we have there, while a good thing, is not important and critical to our national security, our national defense, and our ability to be a world leader. And so this $800 billion in trade deficit is totally out of control, and it's got to be reduced dramatically. And so the war's been waged on us, principally by China, but not without the enabling by other countries, allowing China to get away. The WTO has done nothing to rein China's trade mercantilism and predatory pricing in. They've been basically worthless in that regard, which is the greatest threat to free trade and global trade the world has ever seen. And so, you know, we're in a war, and it's time for us to stand up and say enough's enough. If that begets retaliation, we'll have to deal with it.
All right, let me get...
My own personal opinion, Jim, is
yes,
they've got more to lose than we do. We have an $800 billion trade deficit in goods. That means everybody else has got a surplus. Who is going to end up on a short end of the stick at the end of this whole thing? It's going to be the people that have the surpluses, not the people that have the trade deficits, which is us.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is one thing that really bothers me. The estimated cost of the intellectual property and industrial espionage that they do, China, that steal from us, is $300 billion a year. How do we get at that?
Well, this is all part of what the president is doing with his massive trade reform and accountability package and plans. There's the USTR, at the president's request, is working on a 301 trade case that is directed specifically at intellectual property theft and the blackmail that's used by the Chinese to get American multinationals to turn over their IP to them as a condition of having any business ventures in China, not let alone what they steal from us, okay, which is well known throughout the world. It's not something that I'm making up by any means. So that $300 plus billion every year, that's on top of the trade deficit.
Yeah.
That's on top of the $800 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a very critical thing, and so. But let me just, you know, go back to one thing really quick on the Canadian thing. I think the president will get them to work with us more on China, and they will work to get them to stop the trade transshipment and circumvention that goes on through their country, and that's how they retain their exclusion, which is only in place for 30 days at present. I just wanted to get back to that because you asked me that question before you took a little break.
Let me ask you this: all the economists, et cetera, who think that tariffs are dumb and a big mistake, do you feel they're just not in touch the way that you are, who have lived through this?
That's an understatement. All of these guys who are either economists or folks doing the bidding of multinationals who've made major bets in China.
Mm-hmm.
The economists pushed the whole idea of free trade. The problem is free trade was never designed to compete with trade mercantilism and predatory trading practices. Free trade doesn't exist in the world. It only exists in their classrooms. It only exists in their books of theory. The empirical reality is free trade has been destroyed by trade mercantilism, which is what is destroying the U.S. steel industry, aluminum industry, solar panel industry, soon-to-be aerospace industry, semiconductor industry. China has come out with a 2020 program that basically says we will dominate the world in all these industries, plus the new artificial intelligence.
Wow.
And they'll do it the same way they're doing with steel, is they'll cheat their way into it.
Are we, by pulling out of the TPP, are we going to end up better, you think, getting better leverage negotiating-wise, or what's the logic there?
The TPP was a terrible, terrible giveaway. What ended up happening, maybe it started out as a good idea, but the push to get it done in a hurry put us in the position of just giving away the farm, all right? And President Trump knew that, and we all knew that, and that's why he did away with it as soon as he came in. The process that President Trump is working on now to make America great again includes four key steps: tax reform, trade reform, regulatory reform, energy reform, and an infrastructure approach. All of those things work together in a synergistic way to get us to be, make America great again, to put our economy on a long-term positive trajectory, to get our deficits down, and to rebuild our lost leadership positions in the industries critical to any country that wants to be a global leader.
That was well said, and it's not really well known how much progress they've made on the deregulation side. Final thing, do you believe that a manufacturing renaissance is still possible, and is that the key to getting the middle class, the stagnancy over, and income equality started to be addressed?
The answer to that is yes and yes. There's new technology, innovations coming all the time that enable all of our business industries to be more productive, more efficient. Manufacturing renaissance. I mean, Nucor, the steel company that I was CEO and chairman of for 13 years, is the most efficient steel producer in the world. Nobody's better. Nobody can compete with us on a level playing field and beat us by any, not even close. So there's no reason why it's not like nobody's using steel in the world or aluminum or all these, our solar panels. They're all over the place. What we got to do is get our fair share of that back here by stopping the cheating that's taking that away from us. And then we have to make sure that whatever intellectual property we develop here, we keep here, doesn't get stolen, doesn't get blackmailed away from us, okay, so that we can use that to rebuild our manufacturing sector in an even more efficient and productive way and be a country that, once again, has a strong manufacturing base that is key to any leadership position that we will occupy in the world. China gets it. That's why they've been doing everything they can to get there themselves, including cheating on every rule and every agreement they ever had with the WTO or the United States on favored nation trading status. Enough's enough, Jim.
Dan, always a pleasure, and I know what a patriot you are and how much you put into this, and realizing we got to make some things back in this country, and it's got to be done fairly. Dan, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jim. Anytime, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free, 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today on Business Talk with Jim Campbell, Stephen Roach is a senior fellow at the Jackson Institute for Global Affairs and the School of Management at Yale. Prior to that, he was chairman of Morgan Stanley Asia. For the bulk of his career on Wall Street, he was the chief economist at Morgan Stanley, and he also worked on the research staff of the Federal Reserve Board before that. Welcome, Steve. Good to talk to you this morning.
Great to be with you, Jim.
And the book is contrarian in nature in the sense that it's not a China-bashing book. I'll ask you, why did you write the book? And then get right to the mirror images as you describe the two economies.
Well, Jim, I spent the bulk of my Wall Street career trekking back and forth between my focus on the U.S. and my more recently growing focus on China, and just came to believe that there were so many misperceptions about this relationship that I needed to, one, develop a framework to better understand it, and number two, find a platform, which I found at Yale, to really articulate a different take on that relationship, and the book is very much a reflection of that journey.
Okay, what exactly do you mean by the pathology of codependency?
Well, codependency is a term I borrow from the study of human psychology. Two individuals in a relationship that depend too much on each other for their own sense of self. And it's not a stable relationship. The dependency ultimately leaves the individuals hollow, lacking a sense of identity, frictions, imbalances, and if not treated, ultimately a breakup. And it struck me that the United States and China are very much locked into an uncomfortable codependency right now. It initially began as a marriage of convenience in the late 70s, early 80s, when both economies were needy and they turned to each other to sustain new sources of economic growth. America provided China with the largest market for its export-led economy, and China provided the United States with cheap goods, cheap capital, open-ended buying of treasuries that enabled us to grow without saving and helped us finance our budget deficits. And it all seemed to work too very well. And then, both economies took these models too far, and they're now dealing and confronting significant imbalances.
And part of our weakness is what we all call, what you call, false prosperity. The fundamental insight in the book is the need that these economic models need overhaul. Talk briefly about the false prosperity and that leading to the economic models needing overhaul, what you mean by both of those.
Look, everybody wants growth because growth is the sustenance of improved income, jobs. It's the essence of prosperity. But if you can cut corners and get growth without really doing the heavy lifting of relying on your fundamentals, you get into trouble. And I think that's what happened to both economies. The United States took its model to excess in the 90s and in the 2000s, relying increasingly on asset bubbles, credit bubbles, equity, property, squandered its saving, created massive current account international payments and balances, and ultimately when the bubbles popped, the false prosperity came home to roost. China, to its credit, drove the export-led growth model to levels that no one had ever done, but a large part of that export-led impetus was based on the bubbles that were driving consumption in the West, especially the United States. So China, in many respects, also had a flirtation, and a dangerous one, with false prosperity. And now China is changing its model. It's moving away from the export model to more of a internal consumer demand model. And there are major consequences for the United States if it does not appreciate or understand that.
What degree do you think we've squandered our global leadership position?
Well, I think, we still remain the world's largest economy. But, you know, that'll change in the next 5 to 10 years. China will surpass us in terms of overall GDP.
Five to ten years? How quick?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I mean,
Wow. You
know, they're a large economy right now, and if they stay on the path they're on, and many, you know, doubt that, I think the overtake could certainly be by, 2025 or possibly even sooner.
Wow.
On a per-person basis, though, which is more relevant,
yeah,
engaging the living standards of a nation, we're talking about a convergence that is decades and decades, much further into the future.
Okay, talking China bashing here, one of the big issues is currency manipulation. Where are you on that issue, and are there other issues that you think are of a more real nature?
Look, China manages its currency. In other words, it doesn't want to let the renminbi or the yuan, as many refer to it, rise sharply. As a developing economy with an embryonic financial system, I think that's a wise and judicious position. But its currency has been rising, contrary to what the China bashers who scream and yell about currency manipulation say. The renminbi is up about 34% since the middle of 2005. That's a 3 to 4% increase a year. It's a lot higher than most people thought. On a broad basis, compared China's currency compared to all of its major trading partners, it's up to close to 40% over that same period. It might have been higher. It's hard to say if the currency had been fully convertible, freely floating in foreign exchange markets, as the technical jargon would have you describe it. But the path that the Chinese officials have taken, I think, is very much commensurate with a development strategy that has to be cautious in opening up China's markets and economies to broad market forces.
Other issues? Property rights, cyber hacking?
Look, there are plenty of issues in China. There are plenty of issues in all economies. There's a property bubble that the government is addressing right now. I think they're making progress on that regard. They've incurred too much debt since the crisis of 2008 and 2009, and the central bank is trying to rein in the excesses of debt-intensive growth. Sure, there are cyber hacking disputes, but you know, who are we to call the kettle black here? I mean, we have some problems with cyber hacking on our own count in the United States that are completely out of control. The two nations need to come to terms in addressing this very important issue. There are human rights issues. There are governance issues. There are electoral reform and judicial reform issues, all of which need attending, and the government certainly needs to embrace agendas that make progress in those areas.
How bad is the intellectual property rights and the alleged stealing of those? I know they're talking about the iPhone 6 already being a black market product over there.
Well, I think there's a lot of rumors out there about various aspects on the dark side of China. I have no knowledge whatsoever if the iPhone 6 is out there. Quite honestly, I think my own experience is that enforcement of intellectual property has improved. It still has a long way to go. I'd be pretty shocked to see if there was a black market iPhone 6 out there right now. But, anything is possible. I think the courts are being more proactive and cooperative in dealing with intellectual property issues inside of China as China moves to develop its own brands, both in manufacturing and in expertise and services. It knows full well that it is incumbent upon it to also demand protection for its own intellectual property that it creates.
We got about a minute to go. We did a show recently on President Nixon, the tapes that are out. And one of the things he says is China's a lot less rigid, more nuanced than Russia to negotiate. How do you find negotiating with the Chinese?
Well, I think I've been surprised since I've been spending a lot of time in China over the last 15 years about the nuances. There certainly are areas that are difficult to get through with the Chinese, but they've been pretty savvy in being able to expand the boundaries of freedom and negotiation over years, knowing full well as they grow that there's going to be pushes both internally and externally for broader boundaries, whether it has to do with economic issues, financial issues, social, and ultimately even political issues.
You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell, coming to you on the Business Talk Radio Network, over 300 stations across the country. We'll be right back. We'll talk about how we got to where we are today.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're talking about the precarious state of China-U.S. relations with Stephen Roach in this segment, The Way Out. You mentioned this briefly, but I just want to start off with this. We always talk the Roman Empire, military overreach, and then too much debt. Do you think that we are on that path seriously, and is there a serious threat of the U.S. dollar being replaced as the reserve currency?
Look, I think we need to take a deep look inside of ourselves and figure out, you know, what is it that we want out of our economy on a longer-term basis? We've sort of become, you know, the here-and-now generation where we want instant gratification. And this is true of the Congress and their inability to deal with budget deficits, but it's also true of American consumers who are more than willing to go into debt up to their eyeballs just to fund current consumption, but they don't save anymore, and they've been led down the road to believe that they could save out of, you know, equity bubbles first, then property bubbles, and cheap credit enables them to take on as much debt. This is not a way to run the economy. And if we stay on this path, I think we're going to be in trouble over the longer haul in just having the wherewithal to fund our long simmering needs, whether it's respect to Medicare, retirement, or even basic needs of infrastructure, our manufacturing prowess in the world. So, I'm not saying we're a nation that's about to go down the tank like Greece, but the long term outlook is problematic if we don't attend to the fundamentals, especially saving, that underpins the success of any nation.
Okay, we've done the bad dream. Let's talk about the best case, your mutual restructuring. And it's not revolutionary in nature. Just the U.S. needs to go, you figure, from 69 to 64% consumer percentage of GDP. Tell us the way out.
Look, I think the way out is to recognize that we've pushed our growth model too far. We're unbalanced. I mean, we don't have somebody who talks about the four uns like Wen Jiabao did, but we're definitely unbalanced, unstable, uncoordinated, and ultimately unsustainable. And so we need to look to different sources of economic growth. And if we save more, we can take that saving, recycle it in the form of investing in human capital, physical capital, rebuilding our competitiveness agenda, and we can turn more to things like exports and capital spending, investments and technologies, to drive our prowess. And as we become more competitive as exporters, who better to sell America goods, services, and know-how to the Chinese, which are going to be expanding their consumer base at a pace that the world has never seen? So the the optimistic scenario, and I end this book on the optimistic scenario, is that the rebalancing of America and China fit each other like a glove. And rather than view China as a threat, we need to view the next China, which is a consumer-led, services-led China, as an opportunity that fits perfectly into our competitive prowess. But if all we want to do is consume with instant gratification, we're not going to see that. We're going to miss it, and we're going to squander, which I think will be one of the greatest growth opportunities the world will ever see.
In fact, you calculate the China services opportunity alone is potentially $4 trillion.
Well, the Chinese services sector is going to expand by about $13 trillion between now and 2025. The tradable portion of that, and more services because of the Internet are now tradable, is somewhere between $4 and $6 trillion. And who better to have the opportunity to participate in that than the world's most competitive services economy, the United States? So shame on us if we don't seize that moment.
And in talking about fitting hand in glove, the more China moves to consumer and service, I would assume the better it is for their pollution problem.
Well, services certainly don't have anything close to the carbon footprint in manufacturing and construction. And so there certainly will be some reduction in the carbon intensity of their GDP as they move to services. But they need to do a lot more. They're not moving out of the manufacturing business, and they're still hugely inefficient when it comes to the consumption of energy per unit of GDP. And 70% of their energy shows up in the form of coal, which is the dirtiest of all the fuels. So the Chinese have a horrific pollution problem, and with global consequences. And you know, they know this. They're trying to address it, but their ability to be successful in that regard so far has been disappointing.
Okay, as we get down towards the end of the national segments, what we've been is a kick the can down the road culture for a long time now. Do you have a probability of the your best case scenario working out versus the worst case?
Yeah, I think right now the odds, given the lay of the land politically and the policies that we're still embracing in terms of extraordinarily low, if not non-existent, zero interest rates, I still think the scenario where the U.S. stays with its old model and China changes its new model, what I call an asymmetrical rebalancing scenario, I'd give those 2-1 over the more constructive outcome, which is a sort of a symmetrical rebalancing where not only does China change from exports to consumption, but we start to tone down our consumption, save more, and reinvest that saving. I wish the odds were higher, but again, I'm looking for the leadership who has the guts to lay out a strategy like that to the American people.
If we come out on the downside of that asymmetrical relationship, how bad is that?
Well, it's just another reason why economic growth is going to be a struggle in the decades ahead. The asymmetrical rebalancing, where China changes and we don't, means our interest rates will be higher, our dollar will be weaker, inflation will be lower, and those are all headwinds to economic growth. And so for an economy that's historically grown 3%, the risk is, we could grow half of that over the next 10 to 20 years.
Let's get down to the last minute and a half. As we go through QE taper, is that beginning of raising interest rates and maybe a little tougher challenges a good way to start forcing us to make tough choices, or are we going to be looking for an easy way out?
Well, I think you put your finger on a big issue of debate. Nobody wants quantitative easing to end because they're hooked on sort of the sugar high of low interest rates and what that does for financial markets. But QE, in my respect, to borrow the phraseology of quantitative easing, is a disaster waiting to happen. It didn't do anything to the real economy. It didn't do anything to really cure the labor market. It did boost financial markets, and especially the rich people who own the bulk of the equity in those markets. And the sooner we get out of these policies and get back on facing up to our fundamental challenges, the better.
Okay, that book again is Unbalanced, The Codependency of America and China, published by Yale University Press. Thanks for joining us, everybody. See you next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.